Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 370,228 views on Tuesday, the 23rd of May 2023, our article of the day is Rolf Harris. Rolf Harris, the 30th of March 1930, the 10th of May 2023, was an Australian entertainer, musician, singer-songwriter, composer, comedian, actor, painter and television personality and a convicted sex offender. He often used unusual instruments in his performances. He played the didgeridoo and the stylophone and is credited with the invention of the wobble board. Harris was convicted in England in 2014 of the sexual assault of four underage girls, which effectively ended his career. Harris began his career in television, music, and art in the 1950s, releasing several songs including Tie Me Kangaroo Down, Sport, a top 10 hit in Australia, the UK, and the US, Sunrise, Jake the Peg, and his recording of Two Little Boys, which reached number 1 in the UK. During the 1960s and 1970s, Harris became a successful television personality in the UK, later presenting shows such as Rolf's Cartoon Club and Animal Hospital. In 1985, he hosted the short educational film Kids Can Say No, which warned children between ages 5 and 8 how to avoid situations where they might be sexually abused, how to escape such situations, and how to get help if they are abused. In 2005, Harris painted an official portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. He lived in Bray, Berkshire, England, for more than 6 decades. After the Jimmy Savile sexual abuse scandal broke in late 2012, Harris was arrested as part of the Operation New Tree police investigation. He was questioned in May 2013 regarding historical allegations of sexual offences. Harris denied any wrongdoing and was bailed without charge. In August 2013, Harris was again arrested by Operation New Tree officers and charged with 9 counts of indecent assault dating to the 1980s, involving 2 girls between 14 and 16 years old, and 4 counts alleging production of indecent child images in 2012. In July 2014, at the age of 84, Harris was sentenced to 5 years and 9 months in prison on 12 counts of indecent assault on 4 female victims during the 1970s and 1980s. He was released on license in 2017 after serving nearly 3 years at Hume Prison, Stafford. Following his conviction, Harris was stripped of many of the honors that he had been awarded during his career, and reruns of television programs featuring Harris were pulled from syndication. 1 count, that Harris indecently assaulted an 8-year-old girl in Portsmouth, was overturned as unsafe in 2017. Harris applied for permission to appeal against his convictions concerning the 3 remaining girls, but permission was refused. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:40 UTC on Wednesday, the 24th of May 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Rolf Harris. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@misto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ravina Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.